So today I am jumping into the I Am He podcast for the real man and mankind today, talking about dreams and where they come from. Not dreams that you have when you go to sleep, but the deepest dreams. It's not a dream. It's a substantial reality that is within you. Something so real to your gut, to your being, that you can't shake it. It's your personal legend, as the alchemists would call it. In Paulo Coelho's books, The Alchemist, it would say that that's your personal legend. And you can't ignore it because it's innate. Now, I don't know what seed was planted so long ago that made this person. I don't know what seed was planted in the mind to create this person that we call ourselves and that we call our desires, or makes this personal legend. But I don't presume, but based on knowledge of the universe, we know that it had to come from nature. That the basis upon which all of this exists is nature. Nature is life. Absolute life. It is absolute intelligence. It is absolute power. It is self-directed. It is the only thing that exists. So, we're talking about that. That is from nature. And if you don't follow it, you'll get sick. If you don't obey it, if you don't submit, if you don't burrow yourself within it and go inside of it, you'll get sick. Because it's your life that you're denying. And when you restrict life force, when you restrict life from living within you, or you restrict that desire from coming alive within you, then you restrict life itself, nature itself, and you'll get sick. This is the key to people's sickness. I know it. It's a restriction of life. Now, how do I know this? Because I've had experiences in the altered dimensions of calls. Everybody has these experiences. I've just decided to pay more attention to them than the average person. And what I know about these experiences is everything starts in the mind. And I also know what the essence of life is. It is love. And anyone can tap into it because it's you. Anything that's the basis of all that exists is love. It must be love, because it's the thing that unifies and perfects the whole or the parts. It gives it the lines to grow along. A perfect line to grow along. So it's perfect in its nature, and it creates it. It sustains us. So we're sustained by perfection. Absolute life. So since we're sustained by absolute life, that means we must be the principle of absolute life. So when you entertain your deepest desire, that is at your heart, heart-based desires, not solar plexus aggressive-based desires, but heart-based desires, and you live and dwell in those, you have power. And you can feel that power. That's where life is. That's nature's expression, or the word of nature. the meaning of nature, or the meaning of God, the word of God, the logos of God, as the Bible would explain it. There it is. At the center of your heart. There it is. And as long as you can tap into that and know that that is your leading and guiding power, and you design this world around you in accordance to what you see on the inside, you can see people as, you can see people and fit them where they belong best in your mind, where they do the most benefit. Everybody belongs somewhere. Some people belong far away from you. That's where they're best as it pertains to your life. Some people are better off far away. And distancing yourself from that person mentally and emotionally is better for them. Not distancing yourself as in you don't care about them, but you bring your awareness of focus and attention on a different type of person, or a different type of energy, or a different type of vibe. That's what it means. And that'll put distance between you and them. Naturally. Because the perspectives are in different places. So everybody belongs somewhere where they're in harmony with their mind, their thoughts. So if you think differently, then you'll naturally move away from those people who think the same way that they used to think. How you used to think. Because the distance is not in physical proximity. The distance is in mind, mental states, and thought patterns. So some people just belong in different places in your life. You have to know and be aware of those. Everyone can't play the same role. If you pay attention to their nature, then you can understand where they fit. And if you can understand where they fit based on their nature, then you can have everything that you want, because you'll be giving them everything they want and that they're a match to. Be aware.